Hi, I'm Jeff D'Onofrio from Ciulla and D'Onofrio in North Haven, Connecticut. And today we're talking about real property tax appeals in Connecticut. Specifically, I'm going to provide you with five things you need to know about real property tax appeals in the state of Connecticut. The first thing you need to know is how the assessment is determined. By law, every 5 years, every city and town in Connecticut must conduct a revaluation. Revaluation is intended to determine the present, true, and actual value of your property on the revaluation date. So October 1st of each year is our grand list date in every town and city in Connecticut. And every 5 years, every town or city must conduct a statutory revaluation. True and present actual value means fair market value. So once the fair market value of your property is determined, then by law in Connecticut, for tax purposes, your property is assessed at 70% of its fair market value. The second thing you need to know is how fair market value is determined. Fair market value is determined using one of the three accepted methods of valuation: the cost approach, the sales comparison approach, or the income capitalization approach. Revaluation is a mass appraisal process. In a town like North Haven, for example, there are over 9,000 properties that need to be valued for revaluation every 5 years. So clearly the town, like all towns and cities in Connecticut, does not have the time or the resources to conduct a full appraisal of every property. But towns do a great job by and large considering revaluation as mass appraisal. If your property is residential, in all likelihood, the town will use the sales comparison approach in determining the value of your property. If your property is commercial, in all likelihood, the town will use the income capitalization approach, relying on a combination of actual and market income and expense information and determining an appropriate capitalization rate to apply to the net operating income to value your commercial property. If your property is new construction or a special use or special purpose property, the cost approach may be the approach utilized by the town. The third thing you need to know is the process for appealing your assessment if you think it is too high. There are two mandatory steps in the appeal process. The first mandatory step is that by February 20th of each year, you must file an appeal to the Board of Assessment Appeals in the town in which the property is located. There's no flexibility unless your town or city has formally extended the deadline. If the deadline has not been extended, then by statute, February 20th is the last day you can submit an appeal to the Board of Assessment Appeals. Submitting an appeal is very simple. You go on the assessor's page of the town's website or call the town if the page isn't available to you or the form isn't on the page, and obtain a copy of the 8.5x11 form. You simply indicate the information in the form, which basically consists of the property owner's name and address and what you think the property is worth. You will then get an informal hearing. There's no record kept. You come and you meet with one of your neighbors, a volunteer member of the local Board of Assessment Appeals, and spend about 15 minutes explaining why you believe the assessment is wrong. Perhaps there's errors on the property card, or perhaps you simply feel that the property is overvalued in comparison to properties that have sold of comparable nature in the past year. The second formal step is, after your hearing, you'll receive a notice in the mail from the Board of Assessment Appeals telling you the result of your appeal. If you're unhappy with the result, you have 2 months from the date of the notice of decision to appeal to Superior Court. Again, the timing of this is critical. The date is mandatory. If you do not submit your appeal within 2 months of the notice of decision, you will have jurisdictionally failed to present the timely appeal and will be out of luck. The fourth thing you need to know is that you cannot bring an appeal simply because you think your taxes are high. Taxes are the function of your town's overall grand list, your town's budget, and your town's mill rate. In other words, taxes are used to fund a budget. The mill rate is a function of the size of the grand list and the size of the budget. So if you live in a town or a city that has a high mill rate, that doesn't give you an automatic grounds for bringing a tax appeal. Tax appeals are appropriate under the Connecticut General Statutes. This section is 12-117A. when the property has been over-assessed because it is not assessed based on its true and actual value. It's not based on its fair market value. The fifth and final thing you need to know is the cost to appeal. Costs consist of three categories. The first is legal fees, which will be charged either hourly or contingent. A contingent fee typically depends upon prevailing in the case and consists of a percentage of the savings achieved through settlement or successful trial. The second category of costs are legal costs, primary legal costs being the $360 filing fee charged by Connecticut Superior Court and the state marshal fee, which is relatively nominal, to serve the appeal upon the town clerk. And the third category of costs is appraisal fees. Most people can handle the Board of Assessment Appeals process on their own without paying a lawyer, but if you want to hire a lawyer to handle it for you, you should expect to pay somewhere between $250 and $500 for the lawyer to prepare and attend the Board of Assessment Appeals hearing for you. In terms of the cost of litigation, most of the tax appeals do settle at the pretrial stage, and typically, in my 28 plus years of experience handling hundreds of tax appeals, I would expect somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,500 in legal fees to get through the pretrial stage. If the case does need to go to trial because you're not able to achieve a satisfactory settlement at the pretrial, the cost could be significantly more, but you'll have to take that into consideration in consultation with your lawyer at the pretrial and make a business decision about whether to accept the proposed settlement or proceed to trial. And of course, if you do proceed to trial, you will need to obtain an appraisal, and there will be appraisal fees both for the report and for the appraiser's testimony at trial. That's it for today. If you have any questions about the tax appeal process or you're interested in appealing your taxes, give us a call or go to our website. Our website is www.cd-law.com, and our telephone number in North Haven is 203-239-9828. Thanks, and have a great day.